Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love the show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode. My loves, welcome back to the podcast. My name is DeAndre Nicolette. If you're new here, my love, welcome. I'm super excited to have you tuned in for your first ever episode of Manifest Daily. I hope you love it as much as I do. And of course, to my OG listeners, you already know the vibes. Okay, hey girl, hey. Hey boy, hey, what's poppin', what's good? Welcome back to another episode of your fave. Oh my goodness. Oh my gosh, it's actually November. Mind blown. I'm sat here at my desk. It's October 31st. Happy Halloween. Well, I guess it's no longer Halloween when you're hearing this, right? But happy belated Halloween. I did say happy Halloween in the episode that went live today, the one where I'm talking about morning routines and the power of your morning routine. But when you guys are listening to this episode, it will officially be November. It is, like I said, October 31st. It's 8:45 p.m. as I'm starting this. And I just wrapped up doing the outline. So I was working on this while I sat at the dinner table and had myself some water and some cookies. And I was about to head upstairs to go get ready for bed because I did all my cleanup. I put my dishes in the dishwasher. But I said, you know what? Let me go sit at my computer and record the energy report tonight. The other plan was actually to wake up early in the morning tomorrow and record the episode. But I'm taking a PTO day tomorrow just kind of for like mental health, just to have a day off midweek. You know, who doesn't want a day off in the middle of the week, right? But I'm taking a day off tomorrow, but I'm also recording 2 back-to-back guest episodes tomorrow. So I said, you know what? Instead of me waking up super, super early on my day off and also recording 3 podcast episodes in a day, why don't I just take the day, or the morning rather, to sleep in a little bit until maybe like 7:30 or 7 and go to the gym, have my workout, have a nice hearty breakfast, and record just 2 podcast episodes. So that is why we are here. I'm really excited for this particular episode simply because I love the month of November. It is just a great month overall. We have gone through a lot in the month of October with the eclipses. I don't know how the eclipses shaped up for you guys, but I can tell you right now, it was quite turbulent on my end. Eclipse season has this way of making you feel as if time does not exist. And of course, we know that time is a construct, but when it comes to eclipse season, it feels even more so like that. There is this rush, almost a sense of urgency with everything. I remember feeling as if I just was behind on everything and like I couldn't catch up to save my life. And now that we're kind of coming out of that season, I'm excited to see how this month of November treats us. So grab yourself a beverage of choice. I have some water sitting right next to me. I'm doing my very best these days to stay super hydrated. Grab yourself a snack. I had some of these petite au chocolat biscuits from Whole Foods. The accent was abysmal, but these delicious butter biscuits covered in milk chocolate. They're so good. And every time I go to Whole Foods, I literally find myself wandering over to the cookies and chocolate aisle and picking myself up a box of these cookies. And oh my gosh, I go through them in like 2 to 3 days. It's kind of crazy, but they're so good. But grab yourself some water or any other beverage of choice. I personally will not be mentioning tequila in this episode after the weekend that I just had. I do not want to hear or smell or see a bottle of tequila or gin for like a couple of weeks minimum. Grab yourself all of that good stuff. Get cozy and let's go ahead and dive into the November energy report. Oh, one last thing actually before we dive in. Quick housekeeping item. I did announce this in the last episode, but I'm partnering with the Shala Yoga Loft here in Dallas in the historic downtown Plano area, and we're hosting these amazing manifestation workshops in 2024. They're going to be held from January to March 2024. There are 6 workshops in total. So if you are in the DFW area and you would love to join me for these workshops, you would love to meet me, join the rest of the Shala Yoga Loft community and team, please check out the show notes for the link to go and sign up for the workshops. Very, very, very limited. We have 7 spots for the entire quarter, simply because the area where I'll be hosting the workshops is kind of small. So depending on how this one does, maybe we get a bigger area and we can expand. But for now, it is limited to 7 people. So if you're interested, check out the link in the show notes. Okay, now let's go ahead and dive into the November energy report. So we're starting off the month with Saturn stationing direct in Pisces. Now, Saturn has been stationed retrograde in Pisces since June 17th, 2023. And if you kind of want to know what that is all about, feel free to check out the June 2023 energy report. I think I did a June one. I know I missed the month. Okay, maybe I missed June. I'm not sure. But in any case, whenever a planet stations retrograde, it's a time of introspection, it's a time of reevaluation, and it's a time of us kind of sitting in hermit mode, trying to understand how we want that particular energy to show up in our lives and perhaps some of the things that we want to change or implement moving forward. With Saturn station direct, like I said, there is a shift from being super introspective, super evaluative about our life. I'm not sure if that's a word, but let's pretend it is for the sake of this episode. And now we are moving forward with whatever we've learned in the time. This is a time to implement changes in your life that you have been sitting on and reflecting for the past few months. You might feel less restricted by Saturn now, and almost like there's more of this sense of responsibility, but instead of it feeling kind of like, oh my God, the weights of responsibility are weighing on my shoulders, it's more empowering, and you feel more empowered to make those big changes in your life and enact a new routine. This is about letting go of the fear of boundaries, right? Because Saturn is all about restriction and boundaries. And sometimes when we think about boundaries in our lives, we get kind of afraid. Maybe we don't want to feel restricted. Maybe we don't want to feel like there are rules. Maybe we want to just have fun and be free and just flow and live. But this time, we get to look at boundaries in a different light. So we get to let go of that fear of the boundaries, but now we get to think about how we can actually use boundaries as a powerful tool to help us manifest the life that we want. This is about getting our heads out of the clouds, because we know with Pisces energy, sometimes Pisces, I love y'all, but sometimes it can be very much that dreamy head in the clouds, like, you know, blinders on, not really wanting to acknowledge the reality around us. And this is about getting our heads out of those clouds, grounding ourselves and understanding where we need to make adult and responsible choices in order to create the dream life that we want so badly. Over the past few weeks, I've really been accepting the fact that Saturn is whipping me into shape, okay? In whole signs, Saturn is transiting my second house, and in Placidus, it's actually transiting my first house. And I've been feeling the manifestation of both of these recently, where I've had to really come to terms with how much I've invested into my business and what it will truly take discipline-wise and money management-wise to get myself back on track, especially since I have a lot of major financial things coming up next year. And you know what? If you guys aren't familiar with the first and second house, let me actually explain that, because I'm just talking as if you are familiar. So first house is all about ourselves, right? This is kind of the house that is representative of everything that you are. This is how you show up in the world. This is who you are, your personality, your vibes, like just you in a nutshell, right? Second house is about our finances. This is about our income. This is about the money that's coming in. And so with Saturn transiting transiting, you know, whether we want to look at it from whole signs perspective and Saturn transiting my second, or whether we want to look at it as from a Placidus perspective and Saturn transiting my first, there's a lot of pressure on me as a person to get my shit together, and also a lot of pressure on myself to really get my finances together as well. I have been feeling the foot on my neck these past few weeks, but it has been nothing short of illuminating. This is a time where I have been reminded that I need to get my head out of the clouds and take certain tough but really necessary steps to get my finances back into shape. Taking a risk on my business wasn't necessarily the issue, but now that I've committed to that particular journey and I have put the money into that bucket in my life, I also have to understand where I need to set boundaries, and Saturn has been showing me where I need to restrict myself in other areas in order to make sure that I am really accepting the responsibility and the commitment of what it took to invest into my business. If y'all didn't notice, I never went to Europe this October. I was actually supposed to go on a month-long trip to Europe, and instead, it was something that I had to really sit down with, and it was a really tough and sad and hard and frustrating decision, but it was something that I actually had to cancel this year because I had to really dedicate myself to my finances. I had to dedicate myself to attending markets, to sell the planners, to really understanding my finances, getting things back on track, setting boundaries where I needed to in order to make sure that this business works and it doesn't plummet me into a world of debt. Saturn reminds us that we need to take responsible action even when it feels painful to do so. It is all for the bigger picture and all for the long-term rewards. I have a secret. Well, I guess it's not a secret anymore because I'm literally talking about it at this moment, but the Manifest Daily membership version 2.0 is launching on August 2nd, 2024. An 11-2 day on my numerology calendar, might I add. If you are part of the 2020 membership experience, you will be blown away by what I have in store. The upgraded membership offers exclusive access to a treasure trove of lifestyle and spirituality resources designed to elevate every aspect of your life. From monthly wellness challenges and inspirational emails to guided meditations, live events with guest experts, and a comprehensive resource library, the Manifest Daily membership, reinvented and elevated, has everything you need to thrive on your journey to fostering holistic well-being and unlocking your fullest potential. Sign up for launch notifications via the link in my show notes or head to my website at themanifestdaily.com for more info. And don't forget to add August 2nd, 2024 to your calendar right now, my loves. See you there. No matter how well life is going for me, there's something about that pre-cycle week that's going to throw me off every single time. It's usually a mix of crazy cravings, emotional mood swings, bloating, some sleepless nights mixed in, and that can definitely take a toll on me, especially when it lands on a busy week. This is where Hormone Happy by Happy Mammoth comes in to help. Hormone Happy contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which help the body to adapt to any stressors, like those caused by the chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. If you're a woman dealing with things like hot flashes and night sweats, racing thoughts or low moods, poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or occasional bloating and gas, then you can definitely benefit from Hormone Happy. Happy Mammoth makes no compromise when it comes to the quality of their products, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MANIFESTDAILY at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code MANIFESTDAILY for 15% off today.
Mother's Day is almost here, and you can get her the most beautiful time-tested gift around. A watch she can wear every day for Movement. Whether mom's into classic dress watches, rare and refined ceramics, or tried and true bestsellers, Movement has something she'll love. And right now, you can save big on the best Mother's Day gift ever with up to 50% off site-wide during Movement's Mother's Day sale at MVMT.com. Again, that's up to 50% off at MVMT.com.
Oh. On November 4th, we also have Mercury in Scorpio opposite Uranus in Taurus. In astrology, an opposition happens when two celestial bodies are approximately 180 degrees apart or directly across from each other in the astrological chart. Oppositions are one of the major aspects, and they are associated with tense energy. When planets are in opposition, this can essentially indicate conflicting energies and can also manifest as actual conflicts in our lives. But because of this, they're also a really good time for reflection or just major growth, right? Have you ever noticed when you're in maybe a fight with a partner or a friend, there's a lot of conflict, but you work through it and you grow through it and you become stronger at the end of it. So it's kind of like the vibe of an opposition. So Uranus is the planet of surprises, unexpected things happening. Whenever I see Uranus, I'm like, oh God, what is going to pop up that no one saw coming? And with Uranus in opposition to Mercury that is in Scorpio, this can lead to unexpected thoughts and ideas because Mercury is all about our thoughts, our communication, our ideas. Y'all know whenever we hear that Mercury is retrograde, we're like, oh God, communication breakdowns are happening. The mail is not coming. The computers are not working. You may also notice that you're channeling these like seemingly random ideas, or perhaps your conversations take a bit of an intense deep dive turn that is unexpected because Scorpio is also known for going deep. Uranus is also known for being a bit rebellious. In modern astrology, it actually rules Aquarius, and we all know Aquarius is that sign that plays by its own rules, that is the rule breaker, the trend maker, like that kind of vibe. So this might be a time when you're questioning authority or rebelling against the traditional ways of thinking a bit more. Your thoughts and ideas might be more inclined to challenge that status quo. You might be like, why do we think this way? Why do we have to do it this way? Why are there rules like this? And you're questioning all of it. And you're really thinking about why it has to be like that and how you could possibly change it. Or maybe your thoughts are just a little bit more different than usual, thinking outside of the box. If you work in a really creative space or area, I'm particularly thinking about like marketing and advertising right now, it could be a really good idea to think of some really out of the box holiday campaigns, some kind of like fresh thoughts coming through, that kind of vibe. But it really is just kind of random, sporadic, but then also can be pretty intense and pretty deep because of that Scorpio energy. On November 8th, Venus enters Libra. So Venus rules Libra. Venus also rules Taurus. Shout out to my fellow Tauruses out there, Taurians. Okay. This means that when Venus is in Libra, it is very happy. It's very comfortable. It's at home. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I know this place. I know this energy. I love to be here. Venus is also associated with like love, beauty, aesthetics, just all around beautiful ethereal vibes, you know, again, like Taurus energy, you know? So when Venus is in Libra, you might be drawn to more opportunities that involve art or fashion or beautiful things. So it's giving the vibes of like, you're wanting to go to the art museum, or maybe you're wanting to go to a fashion show, just something that really illuminates beauty and creativity in your life. Maybe it's not even like a show or anything like that. Maybe you just want to go to the pottery place and like paint pottery that makes you feel really beautiful and creative and alive, you know? Libra is also all about balance. It's literally represented by the scale. So with Venus in Libra, this is a transit that has a lot of positive effect on our romantic connections or just our partnerships in general. We're feeling very social because Libra is also very social. We're feeling very social. So amazing time to flirt, go to social gatherings, networking, that kind of vibe. You're so charming. You're so beautiful, especially if you are a Libra. Like, hello, this is your time to shine. I'm so excited for you. You're just going to find it so much easier to connect with new people, but also to connect with the people that you're already in partnerships with. And it shows up in this way where you just kind of want to be fair and just, and you just want to like, I don't know, like tap into all of the beautiful, ethereal, amazing, comfortable, Venusian things in your life. So if any of you are thinking about attending parties, networking events, or maybe decorating your home during this time, amazing time for this. I was going to say, I have a friend who's planning a Friendsgiving, but it actually does not occur. Oh, wait, no, it does happen. Yeah, it's happening when Venus is in Libra. Yay. So for example, that is like a perfect thing. So like hosting a Friendsgiving or hosting some sort of like social gathering, or even if you're not the host, maybe attending a social gathering, showing up in your most Venusian outfit ever. So I don't know, something with florals or pastels, something that just screams beautiful and ethereal and earthly and also not of this world because you're so beautiful. So this is the vibe of Venus in Libra. And I love this. I'm so excited for this. And I think it's amazing that it's happening as we are in the midst of like holiday season, when we are going to a lot of gatherings and meeting a lot of people and perhaps even networking a bit more. On November 10th, Mercury enters Sagittarius. Mercury, I always struggle to say that freaking word, Mercury. It really is quite a tongue twister for one word, but Mercury rules our communication, our thoughts, our ideas. So when it enters the sign of Sagittarius, there is notably a shift in these particular areas of our lives. Sagittarius is all about expansion. It's all about exploration. It's actually ruled by the planet Jupiter, which whenever we see Jupiter in a transit or Jupiter playing a role somewhere in the natal chart, we're thinking about how things are growing and expanding. There's also this knowing that Sagittarius people love to travel and roam. I have my best friend who's a Sagittarius and my mom who's a Sagittarius. And it's so funny because when my mom first visited Dallas, I think that's when her travel bug was really, really awakened within her. And now she's like wanting to travel everywhere. So there is just this love of travel, of exploration, seeing other cultures, and allowing that to expand your worldview when it comes to Sagittarius. So as we see Mercury enter Sagittarius, your thinking takes on some of these traits, your ideas take on some of these traits, and this happens in a very beautiful and expansive way. You are trying to understand the bigger picture of your life. Perhaps you're even trying to understand the bigger picture of your work or your relationships or just any other thing that's occurring in your life. Mercury in Sagittarius also brings about this desire to learn and tap into our intellectual bag. This is a perfect time for enrolling in a new course, or maybe you just want to learn something new. Maybe it doesn't have to do with an actual academic course, but maybe it's tennis lessons or cooking lessons or something. You essentially want to expand your worldview. You want to expand your way of thinking. You want to expand your ideas. You want to expand your communication. So this could also look like, you know, something like an improv class or some class that has to do with communication, or perhaps just reading more. Maybe you're just drawn to your love of reading again. Maybe you haven't read a good book in years, and something about this month makes you want to dive into reading, and you're on BookTok and you're scrolling and you have made a Goodreads account and you're diving into that reading bag. Speaking of philosophy, Sagittarius is definitely a philosophical sign. So around this time, you're probably going to find yourself involved in more philosophical conversations. So again, pondering the things that I mentioned earlier. So, you know, why is life the way life is? The universe, spirituality, you know, how travel can expand our worldview and thinking, societal roles, cultures, belief systems, all of these different like big picture items, you're wanting to wrap your mind around, and you're wanting to really talk about these things a lot more. While you're being more open-minded and being more expansive and learning and all of the things, Sagittarius can also be a very blunt sign. It is a fire sign after all, so it can have kind of that heated touch, that fiery sizzle, if you will. So as you are thinking and speaking and sharing all of your different deep ideas and thoughts as it relates to the big picture things in the world, I would just say when it comes to these debates, make sure that you kind of think before you speak and you don't necessarily lash out really hot, just because that can maybe be a theme around this particular time as well. I have a secret. Well, I guess it's not a secret anymore because I'm literally talking about it at this moment. But the Manifest Daily membership version 2.0 is launching on August 2nd, 2024. An 11-2 day on my numerology calendar, might I add. If you are part of the 2020 membership experience, you will be blown away by what I have in store. The upgraded membership offers exclusive access to a treasure trove of lifestyle and spirituality resources designed to elevate every aspect of your life. From monthly wellness challenges and inspirational emails to guided meditations, live events with guest experts, and a comprehensive resource library, the Manifest Daily membership, reinvented and elevated, has everything you need to thrive on your journey to fostering holistic well-being and unlocking your fullest potential. Sign up for launch notifications via the link in my show notes or head to my website at themanifestdaily.com for more info. And don't forget to add August 2nd, 2024 to your calendar right now, my loves. See you there.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
On November 13th, we have our new moon in Scorpio. I am so here for this new moon in Scorpio because Scorpio is such an intense sign that does not fear transformation or going deep, the taboo questions, all of those things I love about Scorpio. And we all know that a new moon is very significant because it's a symbol of a new beginning. Around the new moon is a perfect time to set your intentions, plant seeds for things that you want to reap and enjoy later, and just start something new or something fresh in your life overall, even if that new thing is simply just a new mindset. And because Scorpio, like I said, is known for that intensity, we might notice that during this particular new moon, we have a lot of intense emotions coming up. There might be a lot bubbling under the surface that you have to process as you prepare for that new chapter of your life. So perhaps you really are excited for whatever it is that you have to plant, the seeds that you are literally excited to put into the ground of your life, so to speak. But maybe there are also some mixed emotions about what it means that you have to let go or what it means that you have to transform or leave behind. I think that new beginnings are so, what's the word I'm looking for? Celebrated. New beginnings are so celebrated. But a lot of times you forget that with a new beginning, it often means that there's an ending of something. Something must leave. We have to make room for something new to come in. So perhaps you're sort of feeling the mixed emotions of joy and also disappointment, or excitement, but also fear, or happiness, but also a bit of sadness as well. Scorpio does represent transformation, like I said, and rebirth. It's that vibe of the phoenix that is rising from the ashes. So this new moon is also about embracing the power of your own personal transformation. Where can you allow yourself to transform? I made a thread the other day. I forget what I said, but it was something around not fearing transformation anymore. There's so much power in transformation, so much power in saying, I am no longer this person, or I am no longer someone who thinks this way, or this is no longer my life, and allowing ourselves to let the old versions of ourselves die so the new ones can be reborn. Just because something is falling away doesn't mean that something better can't emerge. In fact, it typically means that something better is coming through for us. So allow yourself to lean into the heaviness, the intensity, the depth of this Scorpio new moon and really see it for what it is. It's a powerful chance for a new beginning. On November 17th, we have Mars in Scorpio trine Neptune in Pisces. In astrology, a trine is formed when two planets are approximately 120 degrees apart from each other in the astrological chart. A trine is a very positive aspect. It represents harmonious energy, and trines are also associated with positive outcomes in our lives. So just picture very flowy, very, I want to say just ethereal. I love that word, ethereal energy, okay? So this particular trine combines the action energy of Mars and the dreamy energy of Neptune. When Mars in Scorpio trines Neptune in Pisces, there's a heightened sense of intuition. We're talking about two water signs here. So this is truly about tuning in to our inner knowing and allowing ourselves to be led intuitively, taking actions from a very intuitive place. If you receive any nudges this day, or if you receive any sort of like channeled ideas, anything that feels as if it's coming through from a different realm, possibly something not of this earth, but something that is really pushing you to go a certain way, go in a certain direction, do something a certain way, maybe just let yourself follow that. Allow yourself to flow today and let your higher self guide you. This is about opening up that space for inspired action moments. I also wanted to mention this day in particular because it's a great day for things like meditation, yoga, Reiki, or even just journaling, maybe going and taking a walk in nature, spending some quiet moments, quiet time with yourself, and just tapping in, listening. What does your higher self have to say to you? On November 22nd, the sun enters Sagittarius. Happy birthday to my Sagittarius muffins. I just want to say that. Happy birthday to my mom and happy birthday to Monica, if you guys are listening. So this is a time where you may feel really drawn to do things like travel or explore. I remember mentioning this in, I want to say last year's energy report, or maybe it was the 2021. But I do remember talking about the sun entering Sagittarius and talking about this beautiful Sagittarius energy and how some of y'all may want to take some trips around this time. You're wanting to really understand and embrace what it means to be expansive, what it means to be limitless. This can show up in the way of actual physical travel, but perhaps it shows up in another way as well. Perhaps it shows up in a way where you are allowing yourself to expand your worldview through things like books, conversation, philosophy. We talked about that, which again, Mercury at this point is in Sagittarius. So it's just so much Sag energy. You could be really feeling as if you just want to expand. And I don't know what that might look like for you, but really just allow yourself to lean into that. And right after that, we have November 24th, Mars entering Sagittarius. So again, more of that Sag energy. And with Mars in Sagittarius, along with the Sun and along with Mercury in Sagittarius, we are really going to be pushed to take bold and expressive and, dare I say it, expansive action. This is what we truly want to do. This is us leaning into that. No questions, no holding back. When Mars enters Sagittarius, we show up with this adventurous, bold, and fiery energy. We're definitely going to be more risk takers around this time, more explorers. And we also might just be more about our action, in our action bag. Okay, let's do it. Let's go. Let's pack. Let's move. You know what I mean? Sagittarius, like I said a million times, I mean, literally take a shot every time I say the word expansive at this point, but not, because we're not talking about tequila and gin, okay? Sagittarius is very expansive. So this is about wanting to take action that somehow allows you to expand your worldview. So again, when we think about expanding our worldview, it's typically associated with travel, but it doesn't have to look like that. Maybe you are booking a trip, maybe you are booking a staycation, maybe you are going overseas, but perhaps you are doing this in a very non-travel domestic way as well. If you are feeling restless and antsy around this time, this is exactly why, okay? It's definitely something that will pass, but allow yourself to channel that energy into something fun and adventurous and maybe bold during this time. And finally, on November 27th, we have a full moon in Gemini. Full moons are a time of culmination. They're a time where we harvest the seeds that we have planted, but they're also a time of release. They're a time of letting go what is no longer serving us as we prepare for that new beginning around the next new moon. With Gemini being ruled by Mercury, the planet of communication, thoughts, ideas, this full moon can emphasize our communication and the way that we express ourselves. So perhaps you're feeling drawn to releasing any fears that you have that are holding you back from showing up in a very authentic way. What is not allowing you to express your authentic ideas? What is not allowing you to speak boldly with your voice? What is not allowing you to think the thoughts that you feel are most authentic to you? What is truly holding you back from not saying what you mean and meaning what you say? So this is a really great time to evaluate that, to think about whether or not we have been acting in a way that feels very restricted when it comes to Mercury-related matters. You might also notice that you're a bit more reactive around this full moon. So even though you are working on releasing anything that does not allow you to express yourself authentically, make sure you take some time to truly process that before you say what you have to say. Maybe you do have to share some words with another party. Maybe you have to tell someone how you really feel and you've been holding back from doing so and you're ready to release that burden and to share and open up to them. But just kind of sit with that a bit and really process what it is that you have to say, just in case your delivery is a bit emotionally driven, because this is a full moon and sometimes our emotions and vibes and everything can be really heightened around this time. So sit with that, ground, process it before you share and you decide what you need to do or release in order to feel as if you were showing up in a communicative way that is very authentic to yourself. So my loves, that is the November energy report. I really hope you guys enjoyed this one. Make sure to leave a 5-star review if you enjoyed this episode, if you've ever enjoyed an episode of Manifest Daily. And of course, I cannot wait to chat with you guys next week. Have a beautiful weekend. Have an amazing month of November. And I will see you next week, but I will also chat with you guys in the next energy report, which I can't believe will be our December 2023 report. Chat with y'all soon. Have a beautiful day. Bye. Hi, my love. I hope you're enjoying Manifest Daily, whether this is your second or your 22nd episode. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button to stay up to date with our latest episodes. And if you really love this show, I would appreciate it if you could do me a huge favor by leaving a 5-star review on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast on. It really helps the show grow and reach more listeners like yourself. And like I said, I would be super grateful for you to leave that 5-star review. Thank you for being here and for being a part of this amazing and growing podcast community. Now, let's go ahead and dive into today's episode.